For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the first of Panther Preview, the weekly sit-down with head coach Dan Bauer, brought to you by Gloria Foods, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly, in business for over 35 years, closing only once in that time. For the best in potty platters and subs in Beverly, it's Gloria Food. Well, once again, joining me here in the coach's office, it's his office, is Dan Bauer, the head coach of the Beverly Panthers. Dan, here we go for another go-around.
Tim, it seems like yesterday we were talking, right?
Exactly, and we were doing the Panther review, and now it's back to Panther previews, and another season, another 4 to 5 months of new hopes and expectations. What do we get to look forward to with the Panthers?
Well, it should be an interesting year for sure. You know, we came off a tough year last year, 5-6, definitely below expectations. If you really sift through it, we were close in a couple games, but, you know, just didn't get it done. Certainly there's some talent here, and it's a matter of us being able to pull it out and get consistent play out of our players and really develop the line and develop depth. So that's our challenge as a staff, and you know, it's been a great group of guys to work with. They've worked hard for these 2 weeks, and we'll see what happens as the season opens up against Wakefield on Friday.
You know, we were discussing before we started the interview here about some changes in the coaching staff. You had two coaches move on to new opportunities just down the road in Manchester. You want to talk about those guys?
Absolutely. Jeff Hutton, who's been a longtime assistant for me and actually was here before I arrived, our offensive line coach, great guy. He's got the head job at Manchester Essex. I'm real happy for him. And he also brought with him Anthony Nardella, who was our secondary coach, played for me in my first year, 2003, and he's going to run the defense over there. So we're real happy for both of them. We really miss them, but definitely happy that Jeff has an opportunity as well as Anthony.
Okay, who we brought in to fill the void?
Well, we shifted internally because we're in a scenario where we have a lot of continuity as a staff. We've been together for a while, so we elevated John Pinchon, who's also a lacrosse coach and a teacher in the school. We brought him up to work with our backs and defensive ends, and we're fine with that. And Paul Munzing, who worked with the freshmen last year, will continue in that role. So that's really the only changes we made.
You know, certainly, and that proves beneficial because the kids know the coaches. There's that familiarity, and vice versa. The coaches know the kids, know strengths, weaknesses, and there's a relationship and a bond that's already been formed.
Absolutely. Plus, you know, don't ever underestimate the continuity within the staff. With the kids, absolutely, but certainly with the coaches, too. We all have our nuances, and, you know, the season is ups and downs and long ones, and you got to be able to be in a situation where you trust each other and you work really hard together. So they're bringing somebody new, not that we couldn't find anybody. It just really didn't feel right this time because we have the pieces within our staff.
You know, certainly probably early in the season, you've gone through camp, and maybe not fully enough time to identify these, but strengths and weaknesses of the team at this point?
Well, one thing is we have numbers. Our numbers are up this year. We're over 67 from 10 through 12, which is a nice group, and our freshmen are about 30. In terms of our depth and the backs, we have good depth with our backs as well. So that really helps us if somebody gets dinged up or they're tired. We have guys that can go in, and that's a strength on the special teams as well. And we have some players coming back with some game experience, and that's always important because no matter how you slice it and dice it, there's nothing that substitutes games experience.
You know, certainly, you know, 5-6 record, you probably gave up more points than you wanted to last year. You have the ability to score points using the wing tee and with the talented running backs that you have coming back who accounted for well over 2,000 yards as a group last year. Certainly, with the wing tee running efficiently, of course, the key is the offensive line, as we were discussing earlier. But strengthening the defense has to be a focal point for you guys right now.
Definitely, and consistent play is something we're really striving for. Being able to utilize our personnel and putting together, you know, a defensive scheme that matches the personnel. You know, we've always been multiple here. We try to match up what we think works best against the scheme that we see offensively. But it lends ourselves to utilizing our skill and our speed in a way that will help us. So we're going to be in a lot of different fronts and a lot of different movements just because we look for those matchups.
You know, certainly your first two games, Wakefield, then Gloucester, before we get into league play against some traditionally very big physical teams, starting off with Peabody through Lynn English, Marblehead, Lynn Classical, Danvers. How critical is it to maximize playing time for a lot of different players, especially against a Wakefield, an out-of-conference team, but from the Middlesex League that tends to be a big physical team?
Well, you said that right, Tim. They're always big and physical in the Middlesex. They're tough kids. They're blue-collar kids that really get off the ball and they get after it. And that's why we've scrimmaged either Wakefield and Melrose every year or played one or the other because they bring out the best in our competition. And plus, it's a good gauge for us. And it just worked out where Wakefield was able to work out with the restructuring of the schedule for an opener. You know, and they're definitely a big physical team, and they have some talent. They have kids coming back. So it's going to be a real big matchup for us. But, you know, I think it's good at this time. We want that. We want to be able to see where we stand up and also allow players to play so when they get in the game experience in the league, they've played good competition.
Yeah, and they tend to play more traditional style offense. They don't play wing T. It's usually with a passing game, which you're going to see a lot of from a lot of most of the teams. They didn't go to Gloucester, and it's like looking in a mirror because you're both going to run the wing T at each other.
Pretty much. Wakefield, they'll be in three receiver sets, you know, four receiver sets. They do run the ball more than they pass it, but they'll spread you out a little bit more. And obviously Gloucester, we know what they're going to do, and it is a mirror image a lot of times. And Peabody, they're going to, you know, pack it in and run the ball, and they got a tremendous running back there. So definitely the first 3 weeks are going to be very, very telling for where this season goes for us as a group.
You know, and certainly last year there was so much talent in the league, and a lot of, with the exception of Mr. Santos, graduated. So in a sense, for teams, there's some rebuilding that's got to go on. So to pick who's going to come out on top right now is a big crapshoot.
Yeah, and I think people would be foolish to pick somebody to come on top at this point because anything can happen. I think the league is wide open, and they're all great teams, and there's nobody on the schedule that you say, well, you know, you think you got a shot here because who knows what's going to happen. And definitely, you know, the Santos kid over in Peabody is an outstanding player, but they also have other players too. Marblehead, they have players coming back. They graduated some, but they had a great system and a great coach over there. In Danvers, they've really come a long way and really going to play some hard defense guys back. And you go down the line, you know, Classical will be tough. English will be tough. They have a new coach, but they have a really good attack over there. So there's no easy week for us, but that's good. That's what we look for because, you know, you want to compete week in and week out.
You know, Dan, once again, MSO is going to be covering the Panthers on a weekly basis, home and away. And again, it's been such a blast, as I've told you numerous times over the last 4 or 5 years that we've been doing this and we've been following you guys along. Just want to wish you, again, you and the Panthers, the best of luck this season. And there's a very big occasion coming up on the 26th of September as the weight room is going to be dedicated to former football coach, athletic director, Bill Hamer.
Yes, we're very honored to be able to put this together, and our booster group led by Dave Contarino and Steve Costa have had a lot to do behind the scenes to make this happen, and it's very appropriate to dedicate the weight room to Coach Hamer. I did not have the good pleasure of playing for him or working underneath him, but I've known him, and I've got a chance to meet him and class act. But certainly the weight room was a big part of what he did and what he and the weight room we have is basically ties back to him. It really does. And he really believed in that being the focal point and getting a team together, but also giving a team an edge. So I think it's more than fitting, and it's going to be a nice ceremony. And we're very fortunate in our town to have such, you know, people like Coach Hamer and Coach Rosinski here, you know, Hall of Fame coaches, and just blessed to be part of this opportunity.
Great. All right, Dan, we'll talk again after the game Friday night, and we'll meet next Wednesday for Panther Preview.
You got it, Tim. Looking forward to it.
Great. That's been head coach Dan Bauer of the Beverly Panthers on Panther Preview, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns.